I'm going to give him shit.
And your name, sir?
Dale Ratzlaff.
Could you spell the last name?
R-A-T-Z-L-A-F-F.
Thank you. And tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
I joined in 59, and then I spent 11 years. I served in Germany with them, depot training in Calgary, then went to Germany for 3 years, came back to station and work point in Victoria here. And that's where I met my wife here. And then I spent 6 months in Cyprus. And I was also with the Ace Mobile Force North and spent two exercises in Northern Norway.
Oh, in Northern Norway, okay. Yeah.
And then I got out in 71. When they became the 3rd Battalion Pats, I walked out the main gate. I was a rifleman and always will be.
Right. It was an upsetting time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Some of the men I've spoken to still feel very emotional about it.
It's something I figure they shouldn't have done. And they did it. What can I do about it? But as you'll see around here, these guys are all PPCLI. They're not. They're riflemen. And they will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you kept in touch over the years with them?
Pretty well. Like where I am living, there's a couple of guys that I know and I served with. But the majority are still in Victoria here. And that's why I come down here. Well, I was with them when they'd celebrate their 100, so I couldn't miss the 150. I wouldn't be around for the 200th anyway, but yeah, it's very seldom you get a regiment that's 150 years old.
And do you live in Victoria?
No, I live in Kimberley, B.C.
Kimberley. Yeah. So you made the trip for the event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And see all the guys before. Our ranks are slowly getting thinner and thinner. But it's been great.
Good opportunity to get.
Oh yeah, and once you get to remember the guys' names, yeah, we're a few years older now. But once, yeah, they're still basically the same guys.
You can share stories.
Yeah. So it's been great.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
And